Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sarah Malkabas, Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Chala. We are in the first parak, Mishnayos Dalet. And hey, the Mishnah says, Elu Chayav Memaiser, Subtur Menachala. The following things are Chayav and Meiser. They're exempt from Chala. And what are they? Ha'uris, Adochan, Ha'baragim, Ha'shumshum, Ha'kitnis. Right? Things that are rice, millet, poppy, sesame, shumshumin, Ha'kitnis, beans, Upachus, Mechameshis, Revoim, Betvua, and anything that's less than five Revoim of Tvua. What is the size of five rivoim? So we say a rova is a measure of volume that equals a quarter kav. So we're talking about one and a quarter kav, which works out to approximately, as we'll spend some time, 43.2 average chicken eggs, right? In that time, hasufganim ba'adufshanim ba'iskeritin. Sufganin are a certain type of spongy cake. And dufshanin are pastries that are fried in honey. Iskeritin are wafers that are made from a very thin wafer batter. V'chalas ha-mash, ha-misreis, a pan loaf, which is baked. So, about meduma and things that are mixed together. So those are, in other words, a meduma is a truma that falls into chulin. And so, p'turim and achalit would be exempt from chala under those circumstances. The Mishnah continues and says, Isa shetchilasa sufganim b'sofa sufganim, a dough that starts out as sufganin, as sufganin batter, in which case it would normally not be chayev in chala, that thin batter, and it ends as that thin batter. So p'turim and achalit would be exempt from chala. Tchilasa isa b'sofa sufganim, tchilasa sufganim b'sofa isa, but if it starts off in one way and it ends in the other, where it starts, either it starts off exempt from chala and then ends up being chayav ben chala, or starts off and not being chayav ben chala, and it ends up, or it starts off being chayav, and then in the end it does not end as chayav. Chayav is bechala once it serves as chala in one place. V'chein ha'knuv kos chayav, similarly knuv kos. Knuv kos, we identify our loaves of bread that are ground into flour and used as baby food. Zwieback, as they used to call it. So you think Knuf Kos would be exempt from challah because although the bread is obligated in challah, here we turn it back into flour. It's zwieback, right? So it's not subject to the challah obligation. So the Mishnah tells us that's not so. Chena Knuf Kos chayavos, since the dough is baked into bread before it's ground up, it's obligated in challah just like regular bread. It just so happens that afterwards it loses its status, but that doesn't mean that it loses its chiyuv in challah. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezos Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.